Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So the Great Rosier campaign started a little bit over a year ago, I believe on October 7th exactly, Feast of Our Lady of Victory or Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. And it was a year-long campaign to pray for the conversion of various cultural leaders, including fallen away Catholics and Catholics who were causing scandal and whatnot. So we prayed for Catholics too, because there are plenty of Catholics that need to convert. It seemed to be very popular and also helpful for people. So we are going to keep doing it, make it a regular feature of our weekly announcements going forward. So we're going to continue giving the announcements on Sundays. We're going to continue asking people to pray for a specific person. Sometimes there'll be a Catholic who's fallen away or has caused scandal or who needs particular graces because of, you know, maybe a situation they're in or the station or office they hold. And or we'll do it for Protestants and non-Catholic Christians and atheists and others that we would like to see come to the Catholic faith, which, of course, is everybody. But it's important when cultural leaders convert because it's an example for others. And so we will continue doing this campaign due to popular demand, but also just the goodness of it. The part of the purpose of the Great Rosary campaign is to show people that apologetics and evangelism is not merely intellectual arguments. That's very important. You got to know your stuff. You got to be able to communicate it well. But it's also charity, and we have a secret weapon as Catholics. It's called fasting and penance and giving alms. And these are powerful, powerful tools. They're powerful weapons that many of us, as I've said before, leave back at the barracks before we go out into the battlefield. And but by offering these things for people, we do amazing things for their conversion. And as I say, there are no shields, no armor against these weapons. And And frankly, we need on social media more people talking about penance, more people encouraging people to do penance. This is taking up the cross. It's not just going on social media and different platforms to get affirmation from others and likes and engagement from people who agree with us, but actually encouraging each other to a life of virtue, a life of saintly virtue, because that's what we all want to become, saints. And there's nobody who will help us become saints as far as, you know, God himself, obviously, but as far as human creatures, there's no one who will be able to help us do that better than Our Lady through the Rosary. She said in the Magnificat, "My soul magnifies the Lord." She draws people to her Son. That's been the miraculous experience I've seen in many other people's lives, my own life, not only for converting to the Catholic faith, but for moral conversion. People who, including myself, have had horrible habitual sins that have gone away when we've incorporated a daily rosary. There are still temptations and there's confession if we fall, but nobody wants our Lord's disciples, both men and women, to be pure and chaste and holy as much as our mother, our lady, our queen, who leads us to her Son, leads us to our Lord, leads us to the King. So with that, this week's Great Rosary campaign target will be an actual king, except an earthly king. And it'll be King Charles the Third. That's right, King Charles the Third. The eponymous British monarch, or I guess he was English. Yeah, English. Charles the First. He was executed in the 1600s. Then there was a Charles the Second. So yes, now we're at Charles the Third. So we're going to pray the rosary for him and do a 24-hour water fast adjusted for your state in life. That's the suggested penance this week. Because this week, he is actually going to be praying publicly with Pope Leo the 14th. And this seems like a potentially very momentous event because it's the first time that a English and or British monarch has prayed publicly with the Pope in about 500 years. So that's a big deal. King Charles is actually an interesting fellow. I'm not going to go on a whole discourse on King Charles, but he's given various indications of being very strongly attracted to ancient forms of Christianity. I believe he's gone to Mount Athos, which of course is controlled by the Greek Orthodox. And he has given indications of being drawn to much older traditions at various points, certainly traditions that are older than Protestantism, which didn't exist before 500 years ago. So let's pray the rosary for King Charles and for Pope Leo the 14th as they get together to pray, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Everybody can convert. It's never too late, so long as we're continuing to draw breath, so long as we are still alive, it is never too late. Imagine how miraculous that would be if King Charles, the head of the Church of England, which is in a sorry state these days, became Catholic before he died. That would just be astounding. So let's pray for that, and let's offer penance. 24-hour water fast, adjusted for your state in life. And with that, we will close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.